preparations in the heat in Stockholm today, Warren?
Yes, it was warm today and we arrived yesterday. It was a very hot, humid day, but you know, we'll let the boys have a relaxing day today. We went out and trained in it. I've only done an hour, so you got the legs going, a little bit of short possession with, you know, hard working bursts. Get a feel for the balls again. Good spirit about us, and you know, the boys had the afternoon off to relax, and had our dinner tonight. And as I say, they'll get their feet up again, and the preparation goes for Thursday night.
And tomorrow will be good, and you'll get a feel for this 50,000 seater stadium tomorrow night, an hour in there before the match the following night.
Yeah, it's important to go and see it because, you know, no disrespect, but some of the boys mightn't have played in stadiums like it, but you know, you've got to get a grip of it, you've got a feel for it, and to say it's great for any player to go and play in a national stadium. You know, we'll go down and do a bit of work tomorrow night. Let's say we've done our work today, what we want, a little bit of a game plan, go through bits and pieces, but you know, tomorrow will be a wee bit of high tempo, you know, wee games, keep the boys in good spirits, get a feel for the stadium, but you know, nothing that's gonna, you know, be heavy on the legs. All gearing up for the big game the next night.
Peter Thompson, 400th Linfield game last week. It's a very good achievement, isn't it?
It's massive for any player to, you know what I mean, play 400 games, let alone 400 games for one club. You know, I said maybe people had their doubts in the summer about Peter staying here, but I didn't. I seen him. I liked his attitude. He wanted to stay, he wanted to work, and, you know, I thought he put in a great performance last week in the first leg. One that, you know, he unsettled their defenders, and, you know, I was delighted for him, and, you know, you can see the smile on his face, and I don't see why he can't go on to, you know, hopefully have a longer career still at Linfield and maybe get those appearances up.
As a striker yourself, 226 goals in 400 games, not a bad ratio, is it?
No, you know, I think people forget that there, so, you know, that's incredible, really, and, you know, hopefully he can add another 20 on top of that this season. But you know, it's a great achievement. You know, Pete's a goal scorer, but he's also got other strengths to his game, and you know, I don't think you could get a better record anywhere nowadays with by your Messi, Ronaldo, you know what I mean, with someone scored goals for a club like that.
And lastly, reports lately of a link with one of your former clubs, Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bournemouth's been over. My brother-in-law's the development coach at Bournemouth. I know the manager well, Eddie, and Jason Tindall, the assistant, and he was over having a look, and I think it's important, you know what I mean, whether we send players over there for development as well, to have go for the week and see what it's like at full-time clubs, because, you know, Bournemouth's come on a lot from when I was there. You know, they've a Russian backer, and they've got a very, very large amount of money for some very, very good players. They want to do it right. It's run like a Premier League club at the moment with their big backings, and you know, if we can send people over there for experience and, you know, get a link with them, also with them sending players over to us if they need anything, they will do. He was impressed with what he's seen. So, you know, if we can get a link there, it all helps. And listen, it's great for the coaches as well if they want to go over and see what it's like at a full-time club. And, you know, I'm grateful for Bournemouth, you know, for wanting to do that, because, it's as I said, it's good for us and it's, you know, good for them.
That's great, Warren. Good luck with the rest of the preparations for the big match on Thursday.
Thank you.